This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes. Five Gospel Minutes is an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. And the International Gospel Hour is a national and international radio broadcast. And I urge you to check your daily newspaper for times and stations on which the program is broadcast. I know that you will profit by it. Let me take just a moment to express my gratitude to the local congregation of the Church of Christ, which is sponsoring this broadcast, and to express my appreciation to you for listening, and to urge you to visit the Church of Christ in your community, and especially the congregation which is sponsoring this broadcast. It's been so good the past several days for me. It's been an enjoyable experience to be studying with you reasons why Jesus Christ is the friend of each and every one of us. Those of you who have been with us know that I've been stressing the fact that He is our friend for at least these reasons, and I know there are more, because He knows and understands our problems. He knows the perplexities, the discouragements, the pain, the sorrow of each and every one of us. He knows the guilt, the sins of every one of us, and He wants us to be saved from them. So He knows and understands our problems, and so that's the mark of a great friend. But not only does He know about our problems and understand them, but He has the power to do something about them. Not only does He have the power and the knowledge of our problems, but He wants to help us. And He not only knows about them, has the power to do something about them, and wants to help us, but He will help us if we will respond to Him in obedience. You know, there's a passage in the Old Testament which pretty well sums up the basic response of man to God, that is, the choices that we have. Every one of us has but two choices as to what we'll do with our lives. Sometimes as we talk to our children about what they'll do when they're grown, we say, well, look at all these choices of what you can do with your life. It is true there are all kinds of vocations from which to choose. You can choose maybe to be a lawyer, a doctor, a scientist, a philosopher, a college professor, and so on. But that isn't really what matters. What matters is, what choice do you make in regard to the invitation of Jesus Christ to us, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The choice to become a Christian during this life and to everlasting life when this life is over. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 to 28, God, through Moses, speaking to the Israelites, said, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. And He went on then to explain that the blessing will be for those who respond to Him properly, that is, in loving obedience to His will. But the curse is for those who do not obey Him. Now we find that same sentiment expressed in principle in the New Testament in the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, a part of the Sermon on the Mount. Here Jesus said, Enter ye in at the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now notice Jesus is making clear that in spite of the fact that He has the power to save everybody, He's able to save to the uttermost them that draw nigh unto Him. And in spite of the fact that He wants every one of us to be saved, not everyone is going to be saved. Many will be lost, and few will be saved. You see, in this verse we can see by explication and implication that there are two inviters, Jesus Christ and the devil. They invite us to enter one of two gates. Jesus invites us to enter the narrow gate that leads to the straitened way that leads to life. And the devil urges us to enter the wide gate that leads to the broad way. The wide gate is simply the way of doing whatever you well please in life. And that's what the devil wants you to do, because you'll lose your soul if you follow it. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on Five Gospel Minutes. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer.